Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 29th of April. US President Trump is marking their 100th day in office with a speech and probably another retreat on trade taxes. This time, imported auto parts would be subject to a partial reimbursement of trade taxes that have been paid. That action would not stop the prices of new cars, used cars, and auto insurance from rising, but it will help to limit some of the damage of the trade tax policy as far as US consumers are concerned. However, there are still policy risks around today's events. Trump's approval rating is the worst for the 100-day mark of any president in over seven decades. While Trump may claim this is fake news, the risk is that they indulge in scapegoat economics in reaction. If polling numbers are down, find someone to blame. Attacking targets at random does create economic and market risks through erratic policy decisions, as the shrill cries of anguish evident in the April Dallas Fed manufacturing survey made very clear yesterday. Canada has voted for the Liberal Party, completely reversing the expected result of just a few weeks ago. Prime Minister Carney will remain in office, although it is not yet clear whether the Liberals will have an absolute majority in Parliament. This result was not unexpected by investors, and it suggests a robust approach to trade negotiations with the United States. Carney marked their victory with some politely hostile comments aimed at the US administration. Spanish first quarter GDP and preliminary April consumer price inflation are due for release today, always assuming there's a backup generator to allow the release to go ahead. The power blackout on the Iberian Peninsula does have mild economic consequences. It will certainly distort some short-term economic activity data. The UK's British Retail Consortium Shop Price Index came out more or less as expected, though a spike in food prices has attracted some attention. Retailers are trying to blame this on government policy, but the variation in inflation rates makes blaming a single external shock rather difficult. The UK's Office for National Statistics has said that using supermarket scanner data for food prices, rather than the old survey method, would have resulted in a lower inflation rate for the UK last year. The US is offering March wholesale and retail inventory data. These numbers are, of course, from the before times, but they matter. Inventory stockpiling means that the effects of trade taxes can be delayed. As long as firms are selling goods imported before the tariffs, they do not need to impose aggressive price increases on US consumers. This is not guaranteed. Some firms may choose to impose aggressive price increases anyway and blame the tariffs, using their pre-tariff inventory, as a mechanism for expanding profit margins rather than keeping prices low. But inventory data is overall going to matter in assessing how quickly tariffs damage the general US economy. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.